Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At the Mattress Firm, they are hiring what they call a snooze turn.
We got some bench from Mattress Firm back in the day. Good stuff.
They to help its social media team talk about product launches and assist customers in selecting the ideal bed. The intern will be responsible for testing beds.
She's got to be hot. Just make her hot.
Or it could be a dude.
Because those stores are wide open, beds laying everywhere. Just have a hot chick and a lingerie laying there.
The intern, yeah, the intern nice will be responsible for testing beds, creating written and video reviews for the website, offering sleeping tips. The job is part-time, but the applicant must be proficient in napping, regardless of time of day.
We could do that.
Where do I apply?
Our time of day would be specific, though.
It would.
I could intern from like 11 to 12. If I'm lucky, 12:31.
Then you'd have to blog about your nap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's saying I could take that job because I could use some extra meth money. And you get there, I can't sleep.
I was telling the story about your adjustable bed, Todd. the electricity went off, stuck in the upright position. Yeah, I love that story.
That's good.
Because I have an upright, I have one of those kind of beds too, like Todd does. And I have mine up too, watching TV a lot. Maybe you had to roll off into the side with the flat side.
That's funny. Very definition of a
first world
problem.
Problem. Yeah. It was, yeah.
He just stretched across the foot like a dog.
Somebody's laying on a hut on straw, and Todd's bed froze upwards. And he had to roll over onto the side with his wife.
Locked into the upright position.
I'm surprised your wife didn't just like, get off me. Go to the couch.
No, I kind of went fetal.
To get off. Did you go down to the bottom of the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't roll over on her side. It was flat.
Well,
she didn't want you over there.
I think I used part of that. Okay. That was infringing on the dog's territory.
So you went fetal at the bottom of the bed?
Pretty much.
Did she pet your head? Oh. Todd and the dog sleep at the bottom of the bed.
You don't have a guest room? Where there's another bed?
Yeah, I could have done that. Yeah. But I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to move. I was comfortable.
I guess. It seems like it would be more comfortable to just go to the other bed. Like, I don't think your wife would be mad at you.
No.
No, she'd miss me.
No.
Of course she would.
No.
Todd?
No, I'm not thinking
Todd?
So.
Todd?
It is just not the same.
Todd?
Without me.
Laying at your feet.
You miss the snoring and farting.
Yeah.
Women miss that.
All that.
It's the ambiance.
In the interest of science, and you know we are interested in science, and we want to help science.
But they're all morons.
They are.
Because I just don't believe them.
Researchers at the University of California, San Diego.
Morons, a lot of them.
The whole lot of them. They are inviting members of the public to help them find out how long to wait before driving after smoking marijuana.
Oh, did they have like a 6,000 volunteers?
Yeah.
Dr. Tom Marcotte, the professor of psychiatry and co-director of the CMCR, told ABC 15.
I'm going to ask you guys, when do you think, what is the safe, what do you remember in the past, don't add alcohol to this, so Todd's out, and what do you remember back in the day when you used to drive impaired? Because you know what, if you're a certain adult, you probably drove impaired back in the day, and now you don't want to do it anymore because it's very dangerous.
You don't.
So what was your definition, Craig? How long did you wait? But if you had to do this test today, and you just, 2-3 hours?
I would reevaluate after maybe an hour and a half, or 2.5.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
I would reevaluate at some point.
Okay, yeah.
Every couple hours. Unless I was out of weed, then I'd get in the car immediately to go get some more weed.
I wouldn't want to be high at all driving.
I know that, but you probably have before, right? Back in the day?
Yeah, okay, I get so paranoid, though. Every intersection I go through, I'm just like bracing for impact. Yeah. Like, oh, it's awful.
That's because the light's red. Dumbass. Bracing for impact.
Well, it's all great. Yeah, I just expect somebody to bronze.
So they really want to know that, so it's like...
So they want to know, if you smoke this morning, are you impaired throughout the day? Are you impaired for a couple hours? Are you not impaired? They're trying to answer that. They
but
say
isn't
it's hard...
that... But once again, we always say that you should take a drunk driving test before you get your license.
Right. That's a case-by-case basis.
It totally is.
That's what they're trying to figure out.
Right, because one guy can have all the tolerance in the world.
Yeah, and I'm not... Come on, if I smoked with you guys, I couldn't drive because I don't have any tolerance.
They say it's hard to pinpoint whether THC can impact a person's ability to drive as levels of this can be present in a user's system, but then also have no effect. Like if you smoked last week, it's still in your system,
right.
but you are not affected.
Right. That's the trouble they're having with the with DUIs when it comes to marijuana, right?
So they're looking for healthy adults who have smoked cannabis in the past. Participants will be asked to smoke cannabis and then complete driving simulations.
Dude.
They will also be tasked with completing a performance assessment on an iPad to measure their memory, attention, and motor control. So far, 180 people have been recruited for the study. They need 80 more.
Well, you said healthy people. I bet there's some unhealthy people showing up, too.
Be that as it may.
Dude, you're high and you're really not that healthy.
Do I drive my car?
So they want to figure out how long it takes an individual to regain their normal mental faculties after smoking the marijuana. A study published in 2015 suggested that drinking alcohol impairs a driver much more severely than using cannabis.
But once again, if you sat down with somebody that doesn't drink vodka, and you drank vodka, and they drank vodka, you'd win that battle.
Easily.
You know, I know I could. I mean,
yes.
I know Todd could.
Yes.
I can drink a lot of vodka and be fine.
You can drink more vodka than me
right.
And be fine on the road.
And the other way around, you could be stoned as a bejesus, and if I'm just as high as you are, I'm... Bracing for impact.
There you go. Yes.
So I think that there's going to be a loophole there somehow.
But there's no loophole for alcohol.
No. I don't drive with them that way.
No, I understand.
But I'm just saying that I could drive better than you because
yes.
I drink and
no
you don't.
No question.
Right.
No question.
And the other way around, you could kick my ass.
No question.
Yeah. Sounds like a competition, but we need a simulator.
Right.
There is no equivalency, though.
Let's do it with a simulator.
Yeah, we can't. There's no real equivalency.
No, you're right.
Of I've drank this much, so you smoke this much.
It'd be a hell of a weekend.
Oh, yeah. And then we try to, okay, now I'm going to do yours, you do mine.
Yeah.
Let's combine them.
Friday night we drink, Saturday night we smoke.
Any more quarters? Because the machine can take quarters. We'll just do it at the local arcade. Some driving machine. You guys got to leave.
Right, that would have to be the next study.
We better Uber home.
Right. How much would you have to smoke to equate to being this drunk?
And once again, they're different buzzes.
Yeah,
they're different buzzes.
It's a different deal.
Yeah.
Different deal.